What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. I am your host, Johnny B. This is Bleep Bloop, a gaming podcast where I talk about topics that are outside of the norm. Now, by the norm, I mean gaming news, gaming reviews, the up-to-date newest headlines. Instead, we're going to do those water cooler topics where gamers like to talk about different scenarios, what ifs, things of that nature, okay? From time to time, I may cover some major headlines, I may cover some major game reviews, but for the most part, it's those topics that gamers love. If this is your first time checking out the show, I want to say thank you. You can find the show on all podcast platforms. If you're not already listening to it on your favorite, then go to Good Pods and make sure you subscribe or follow Bleep Bloop, and you'll find all the episodes. This is episode number 29. Now, I also want to plug my website. You can go to bleepbloop.wordpress.com. Make sure you go there, check out the episodes, as well as my blog, where I have blog entries that aren't going to necessarily be covered here on the podcast, but also may be related to video content that you can find on my YouTube channel, which is of the same name, Bleep Bloop. Go check it out. A lot of great content on there. And then if you want to follow me elsewhere, you could check me out on socials, Bleep Bloop Pod at Twitter. That's the main handle. Or you can go to my Linktree. It's Linktree/Bleep Bloop. All right. So enough of all that. Episode number 29, remakes. Good or bad? So it seems like we live in a day and age where a lot of things are getting remade, whether it be TV shows, movies, video games. I mean, comics go through a whole reinvention practically all the time. You know, you can get five different story arcs in 1 month. It's not an uncommon thing. But I think that while there is somewhat of a consistency in remakes in movies and games, I think that they are received a little bit differently. You know, when you look at movie remakes or show remakes, I think there's a lot of pressure to, if not emulate the original, make it better, right? And a lot of times what you see is that doesn't always happen. For the most part, the majority of the time doesn't happen. For example, there were a lot of expectations for Cowboy Bebop, and a lot of people liked how it visually looked before watching it. But once they watched it, a lot of people just didn't receive it well. I couldn't tell you make heads or tails of it. I couldn't tell you if it was good or bad or at all, but it looked good. But when you look at video games, I think it's different because for me, if I remember playing a game that I grew up on, let's say it's Contra, for example, and on newer platforms, on PC, on Switch, on Xbox, on PlayStation, they say we're doing the definitive Contra Collection remake. So they basically remake the games, and it still has that platformer aesthetic. Visually, it just looks so much better. There's so much going on, almost like a bullet hell incorporation to it, a roguelike element to it. It gives you that sense of wanting to play it to recapture that essence of what you remember when you played the original. And I think that happens for a lot of games. I mean, there's so many games that have came out. I mean, Demon's Souls, Final Fantasy VII, Resident Evil 2 and 3, Mafia, Tony Hawk, Shadow of the Colossus. I mean, there's just so many games that have came out that were classics when they first came out, and then they remastered them or remade them, and everybody loved them. Everybody enjoyed playing them. I try to wrap my head around why that is, and again, I think it goes back to that just being able to re-experience the story with new writers, new storytellers, new visionaries and developers and designers of these games. You're able to tell the story, but in a different way. You know, for example, I loved Silent Hill 2, right? I think a month ago, they announced that Silent Hill 2 was going to be remade. And they showed some footage of it. It just looks amazing. I mean, it looks absolutely amazing. And I think that's one of the things that people always wanted to experience is this classic game, this amazing story, but with modern graphics, with new visuals and new sound design, to just be able to play and experience across all different platforms, whether it's PC or it's Xbox or it's PlayStation. And I mean, some games actually can get ported over to Nintendo Switch. So just being able to experience that again, but visually in a more advanced, enhanced way, gives a whole new experience and it reaches a whole new genre. And it still keeps going. Like, they just announced Witcher 3 remastered for current gen platforms. Splinter Cell is possibly going to get remade. One of the bigger announcements, I think, was last year, which was Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Crisis Core is about to come out. So there's so many games, right? There's so many games that get remastered. But I think what ends up happening is, and sometimes you see this in games too, right? Like, you see what is the trend or what is the thing that is selling the most copies, and how do we emulate that in our game so we can get a piece of that action. You see that a lot in movies. You know, hey, superhero movies are the way to go, so that's exactly what we're going to do. Remakes are the way to go, so that's what we're going to do. Reinventions of classic shows, that's what we're going to do. Live action versions of animated things, that's what we're going to do. But it doesn't express real creativity, right? It doesn't convey new storytelling. I think if movies allowed the freedom the same way that I think games have freedom, then I think we would see just as much appeal and appraise for these remakes or these remasters. Well, not so much remasters in terms of movies or shows, it's more remakes, honestly. For games, I really think that it just boils down to reliving the experience of something that you appreciated, or getting a chance to experience it. Because there are some reasons, like, if you think about it, right? Let's say a game comes out 6 years ago and you're like, man, I wanted to play that, but now you're hesitant to play it because the graphically it doesn't measure up to some of the things that you're playing now. And if you did play it, it's like, oh yeah, it's cool, but you kind of lose interest, right? Like, I've always loved retro games, but I don't find myself always going back to replay them, because while I do appreciate that nostalgia and I appreciate that connection to the old days, I don't really enjoy it as much as playing something that's visually stunning to me or just has some good gameplay mechanics going on. You know, so I think that could be the reason why a lot of people miss out on those classic games. So they wait for the remake and then they're like, okay, now I'm gonna jump back in. So then they play it and they're like, oh shoot, this game is amazing. I should go back and play the original. I think that has something to do with it as well. But I also, like I said, I think that the creativity and the freedom of expression to tell the story in a different way, combined with, you know, state-of-the-art visuals, just provides a new experience for people all around. And to me, I think that's why people are very receptive to game remakes. So I don't think it's a bad thing. Now, what I will say is, if the landscape changes to how it is with movies, where 95% of what you get is a remake or a remaster, then I'd be like, okay, this is getting kind of redundant. This is getting kind of old. Can we get something new? But the way the video game landscape is there's so much stuff out there that even if that does happen, there's so much stuff out there to play and experience that you should never get bored as a gamer. There's so many games. You could stick to literally one genre, one subgenre, and still not get bored because there's so much stuff to play. You know, and if you just decided to jump into a game that's 100 hours main story only, you're never leaving that game alone. And then think of all the other games that just continue to come out that you finally decide to play or tap into after you've spent the 101 hours on this one game. So, you know, I don't think that a person could ever get bored with video games, even if remake and remasters was the main go-to formula across AAAs for the most part. So what do you think? You know, do you think remakes are good or bad? Let me know on a comment or on a review, especially on this particular episode. If you like these episodes, then again, follow on Good Pods or your favorite podcast platform. Check out some of my YouTube content, Bleep Bloop on YouTube. Follow me on socials, Bleep Bloop Pod, and check out the website, Bleep Bloop Podcast. .wordpress.com or it's bleepbloop.wordpress.com. I always forget. In any case, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and like I always say, y'all, peace.